Hilchot Seder, another Av Malacha that we bump into here. Atzon Tzvi, as the Av Malacha mentioned in the Mishnah, Tzon Tzvi, why Tzon Tzvi? You need for the Yevios of the Mishkan, right? You need, that's for the beginning, it has to be for the Binyan HaMishkan, not talking about any other use, and Tzvi is not kosher for Korban anyway, so it can't be mistaken that you want to avoid the Samikdash. We don't use the Tzvi for Shrite. Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Am Yisrael, I'm not going to lean heavily on you. I'm not going to ask for Korbanos. Go shecht me a giraffe or some rare animal from the rainforest there, which I have a right to demand because it's my forest, it's my animals. Yeah. No, I'll ask you to go out to the back door to your corral and take an animal and give that for Korban. That's perfectly adequate for me. Yeah. So not to lean too heavily on your soil. So Tzvi is all good for Korban, right? Where do we have? Tana Rabbanan. Hatzod chilozon vapotzo eino chai v'la'achas. Did this quickly yesterday. Rabbi Yehuda Omer chayiv shayim. Why? Because you have to squeeze out the serum. It's really a glandular secretion. That the Gemara refers to as dam, anything coming from a liquid inside the animal is dam. Shrei Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Psio b'chal disha, right? Amolo, no, and we disagree. Aim psio b'chal disha. Why? Well, comes off and explains by time of the rabbanan kasabri, ein disha l'geduli karka. Okay, now comes b'lechayev minam mishum etilas neshama. What's that? What amoloch is that? It's not mentioned in the Mishnah.
It should also be disha.
Yeah.
Tilas
Shema should also be Disha.
The source of
taking
out the
blood.
Not exactly.
We'll see where in a minute.
Isn't it
shechting? But what is the Tilas Shema in the Mishnah? It's a shochet. Right? So here we have already what's the Gemara telling you? That the Isur Shchita is Isur in Tilas Shema. Let me just finish this line of Gemara and then we'll explain that a little bit better. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the reason why we didn't mention the Tilas Neshama, because someone took the Neshama away already. Right. Shepotzo Mace. Right. Rav Amar, Atilu Temo Shepotzo Chai, but Misasek who is in Tilas Neshama. You need to have miskaving, and there's no miskaving to kill this animal. But if you're going to cut the animal, squeeze the animal, you're going to kill him. Modera shimim b'psikreishiv lo yomus. What do you mean, ain't a miskaving? Kot Rab Yehuda is chayiv, ain't a miskaving. So what then is Rab Shimon? Rab Shimon is also moder by psikreishiv that is not called ain't a miskaving, that he's chayiv for what he does. Shiny hochi, the kama is being a shoma tve nichele, geicha de leitzel tzivei. The process of removing this liquid from the chalozon, right, is done in a way to preserve the life as much as possible, so as there should not be any loss of that, or maybe the litz, whatever the leitzel tzivei means, the literal meaning of the word leitzel tzivei is that the dye should be clearer. Okay, whatever that means.
When it says Nitzil Neshama here, it means the animal dying it's referring to, or the...
I'm sorry?
When it's talking about Nitzil Neshama here, does it mean the animal actually dying, or just the Nitzil Neshama in the sense that all bleeding Achavur is called Nitzil Neshama?
Okay.
because it makes sense to say that misasa kuyis on the tefillah shama. If the tefillah shama is bleeding,
yeah,
but if the animal is dying, then there should still be the segregation.
Look, they gash it first, then we'll take Tosfos. Then we'll be able to analyze what you just said. What you said is correct. That the iso of making chabura is also in the tefillah shama. The issue of making milah on Shabbos is because of the tilas neshama. What then? Milah is docha Shabbos, but bleeding itself is the tilas neshama. Okay.
Bleeding itself is netilat neshama.
I'm sorry.
Bleeding itself is netilat neshama.
Yes. Neshama is. It's used in a restrictive sense. That which you need to maintain your neshama. So if you take away something which you need to maintain your neshama, you're taking blood, therefore... Okay, listen carefully. Therefore, it's going to be a big chiddush. Right? We mentioned it once already when we learned the Mishnah, and I elaborate on each melacha. I made that comment to you already. If you recall about making a chasen on Friday, right, to be boil Friday night.
Right.
Right. So Moses says that it's also because
dam naked.
Right. Except for dam mitkat poki. Otherwise, if dam chaburi mirba, if this were looked upon as a chabura that you're doing by breaking the hymen and causing bleeding, then it will be also. But so happens that that blood has been mifkat pocket. So I explained my hesbah to it, the very critical hesbah. No one says it, but this is no doubt this is absolute shock. Because right. It also will soon have it. When you jump to Rablezer the Mila, you have the same case. Rablezer the Mila, the Gemara asks the same thing. Take a look. You can open up the Gemara. Okay. Look at Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Okay, can you find it? It's 6-7 lines from the bottom. Amar HaPapa. You with us? Amar HaPapa. Hai umno delo mayitz. A mohel that doesn't make mitzisa. Sakonahu. He's endangering the life of the baby. Vavrinun lei. And you fire him, lose his job. Pshita, of course, it must be so. Why? Midiko mechalo le Shabbata. You're not to make mitzitza out of Milan Shabbos. And mitzitza is what? Is the tilas neshama. I'm drawing blood out. So surely it's also on Shabbos. Well, not for the fact that it's sakona. Like any man who endangers the life of a baby, of course you have to get rid of him. Nowadays, most likely, anyone who makes mitzitza is endangering the life of the baby.
Mitzitza prepare. It's prepare.
Yeah, all the others make mitzitza their own with a tube, just as good as far as mitzitza goes. And some paskin that if you squeeze the wound out with a gauze pad, it's also get off. And the Rav Zatzal didn't allow to make mitzitz at all.
At all? Even with a tube?
Right.
So what do you do with this Gemara?
Huh?
So what do you do with this Gemara then? How did the Rav understand this Gemara?
You put a date on the Gemara. It says that nowadays the medical facts are different. It's not a loch in Mila. It's halacha in sakona. Look at the Gemara. The Charedim try to sell you that that's an ikar in Mila. Has nothing to do with Mila. He said the reason is because sakona. Mao the same. Hai dam mitkar pocket. You might think that the dam Mila is mitkar pocket, like the dam psulim. Kamash malon chaburi mirbar. No, it's a wound. The dome, listen what mitzitza is. Not part of Mila. Dome, lisplanes ukom. It's no different than the bandage and the whatever common is, the herbs that they put on the wound. My planes ukom until the obit sakonahu. Achanami until obit sakonahu. Well, it takes a strong effort to tell you, don't you ever mix up mitzitza with Mila, nothing to do with it. Therefore, we don't use kamon anymore. So also against the Gemara? No, we use bacitracin ointment. Right. But what's this havamina that it's havamina dam mitka pocket? What kind of nonsense? Caught a baby, that blood was mifka pocket, hiding someplace. Reserve someplace.
The Dam Basulamar?
Yeah?
And the Dam Basulamar?
Right. Okay. So I gave you the Hezbo. The Lang Subis has said this Hezbo, I'm convinced it's the right shot. There's no Isu of Machaburi Mirbar. That's not the Isu. The Isu is Tilas Neshama. Okay? A lady is born, every lady in the world that's born, if she follows normal rules of Kodesh Baruch Hu society, that Kodesh Baruch Hu lo so b'ro lo sheves yitzora, he made the world to be populated, and the woman is supposed to have a baby. Every woman who has a baby has to first suffer that little wound. Therefore, that blood is part of our circulation. That blood is part of her neshama. God, when he made womankind, said, this amount of blood is not part of your neshama. This is a mifkat pocket. It's reserved for a purpose other than to hurt somebody. Therefore, the Gemara had a havamina, maybe Mila also the same way. Every Jewish little boy that's born has a little bit of blood that he has to give up. Not part of his neshama, on the contrary. Because of his neshama as a Neshama Tahora, he has to give up that amount of blood. So it's not a wound of the baby. It's not an injury to the baby. On the contrary, like the Gemara talks about it elsewhere, it is the what? The refinement of the Briya. The Briya is seed of the baby. He's born an oral. Now he is a Makeh B'Patish. This now finishes the job. Right? Therefore, the more I had a havamina, maybe I'd apply the same logic to Mila. But you can't do that much. Must know. Why? Dam psulim is every woman, white, black, yellow, goy, Jew, no difference. Therefore, it's not really ever considered to be part of the Shoma. But Mila is only a special deal that Kodesh Baruch Hu made with Avraham Avinu, and that Moshe Rabbeinu, in the name of Kodesh Baruch Hu, applied it to everybody. Therefore, it's not the same thing. It is what the Gemara says, Amile is, Olecha haragnu kol hayom. Olecha haragnu kol hayom. Not we earn for you, but they use haroik from heriga. We're willing to subject ourselves to danger of life in order, so we know it sure is Natilas Hashem. The covenant with the Kodesh Baruch Hu was that, yes, every little boy will haraknu kol hayom, will be no-tail neshama, right? In fulfillment of the covenant. Got that shot?
Can you just say what is the actual translation of the two terms? Mifkat pakid.
Right. Mifkat pakid, reserved.
Reserved.
Right. Chabuk Rebbe is wounded. It's a wound, meaning it's an injury that's in tiras neshama.
Why can't we just use the regular pshat anymore, that mifkat pocket is that it's not actually a wound, it's just there. even for Mifka Pocket on.
You gotta say that shot quick. You gotta talk it quick. That's out the gum game. You know what I mean? It's not a wound. It's there. Okay, that explains it.
Even now we know it's blocked. It's behind. It's blocked. When you break the hymen, it comes out.
I told you, when they start saying but, you know, they're in trouble.
Even within modern science terminologies, this type of thing it reveals itself somehow.
Why not? You got to give a translation. What is Mifkat Pocket? You're most careful to choose words. One is Mifkat Pocket, one is Chaburi Mirbo. Means one is a wound and one is not considered a wound. Okay?
And why would Arla not be, why would Arla be meant, why would a bris be meant to be Mifkar Pocket? Why would that be?
Because
Kodesh Baruch Hu. What would be the Havamin in that case?
Oh, right. It's a nice Havamin, I said. Because Kodesh Baruch Hu ordered it out, so therefore when he made a little boy, he gave him 100.1% blood.
Mm.
And 0.1% he wants him to give out. Okay.
According to that, then you're saying that the Rav says to leave the blood in, so then it's the reserve is not taken.
Say that again.
That's the maskana.
Right. What do you mean?
You say that the Rav says even with a straw, there's no mitzitza. So the blood, it's mifkad,
That's a new mifkad pocket. That's to do with sakona. They had a cloud, and you can defend that cloud. It was a good cloud. That a wound, when you have a wound, it should bleed freely. Why? In the absence of any antiseptics, which they had, they tried. Common was for antiseptic purposes, and also for styptic purposes, to cause the clotting of the blood. Yeah. When you make a wound bleed, you wash away whatever, you cut yourself with a rusty something, right? If it doesn't bleed, you're in trouble. You step on a lesson in medicine by microbiology. You fall off a bicycle and you skin your knees 6 inches on either side. It's not gonna kill you. You may be unhappy, maybe painful. Chances that you do nothing, it won't kill you. You get infected, surface, no big deal. You walk outside and you step on a board with a rusty nail and doesn't even bleed. You suck yourself in the foot with a rusty nail. Odds are, if you weren't immunized when you were a baby, you'll be dead in 6-7 days.
What's that, this?
Why? Because that bug can only grow in the absence of oxygen. So the fact that you didn't have an open wound with bleeding allows that the Clostridia, the pocket tetanus organism, to blow. Yeah. And that's why we immunize all our children against tetanus. What's the likelihood? Yeah, very likelihood. And a kid walks out on a porch, a wooden porch, and gets a wooden splinter. That's all you need to cause a tetanus infection. So therefore, the idea of mitzitza was to make the wound grow freely. Why? I mean, you haven't seen it, thank God, nor have I, but you read the literature of early surgery in America, where the surgeon is working on a patient and he doesn't like how his scalpel is working. He picks up his shoe and sharpens the scalpel on the bottom of his shoe. In the pre-antibiotic era, in the pre-aseptic era. You didn't know about bacteria.
When was that?
And they were cutting off legs on people with that way.
Early surgeries.
I'm sorry?
Wait, what years did this happen?
No, before...
In the 20th century?
No, before Lister. Before Listerine came on the market. Named after Lister, who introduced aseptic surgery. He had aseptic surgery. How also, he didn't know exactly what they were doing. He had a tent. He worked in a tent. And a fine spray of carbolic acid.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
With all due respect, to say that something that was given as a mitzvah from Hashem...
Oh, that, Something given the mitzvah Hashem. Where do you have a mitzvah Hashem?
The Ari brings down the mitzitza is necessary.
Again, not as a mitzvah Hashem.
Then as what?
I don't like this idea. Mitzvah Hashem tells us what it is. Mitzvah Hashem is milo upriya. That's all. That's what Gemara tells you. Amar Papa, it's not mitzvah Hashem. If we're mitzvah Hashem, then I don't need a reason why I do it on Shabbos, because milo is docha Shabbos. What's he asking the question? Why do you make mitzvah? He says it's an isur d'oraisa, and the milo is not isur d'oraisa.
So are they saying that you can or cannot do mitzvah on Shabbat?
Who?
They're saying you can, but it's only because it's sakana, not because it's a mitzvah.
So when you take out, when you put in only the sakana aspect,
yeah,
there is, it sounds a little bit like what the reform movement likes to say, the only reason for kashrut in the old days was because of sakana, because if you ate such and such foods.
No doubt about it. You can say, you can go ahead and apply apikursis to anything. But we have a Gemara that says, we don't do it on what we say.
No, but we're saying that for health reasons you don't do it anymore.
No, we're saying the Gemara says it's for health reasons.
That you did do it.
For health, and what we're saying is, health reasons are no longer, never was halachic binding to use the health reasons of Hippocrates and Galen. Take the Gemara a little further. We have it here. What's up here? Up to Kuf what?
Kuf Lamed Gimel.
Kuf Lamed Dalet, I think. Okay. Let's see. And that's a familia. Must be next one here. What's next one? Okay. Look at Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria Omer Machitza Mishneh. Okay. It's two Mishnayos we have. And they have the similar Mishnayos. You have on pay something. I'll give it a minute. The Bezer Ben Azaria. Let's see, remember in the pace, if we get to it soon, should be okay. Yeah, look at pay Bavam and Aleph, and same halacha. Look in the Mishnah now.
Pei vav
and Aleph, right? And Kuf Lamed Aleph and Beis. Look, pei vav. Minayin shemachitzes amila biyom hashishi chol yiz b'shabbos. How do you know you're allowed to boil water on Shabbos to wash the baby on yom hashishi? Shenemal yom hashishi b'se koavim. You with us, the Mishnah?
It's three lines.
You mechallel Shabbos in order to boil water for a baby on the Yom HaShlishi Lemiloso.
Because sakana.
So, because it's sakana.
Yeah.
Okay. The Mishnah Kuf Lamed Aleph applies it again. Machisa Koton, right? Omer Machisa Koton Yom HaShlishi Olis B'Shabbos Shneimar Yom HaShlishi. Mishnah. No machlokes.
It's Yom HaShlishi, not Yom HaShvi'i.
Huh?
Yom
HaShlishi,
not Yom HaShvi'i.
Yeah,
wash the
baby.
You mean wash the
hot
water.
Yom HaShlishi, the third day after meal.
After water. Yeah, because wash was Yom HaShlishi.
You do meal on Thursday, so Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you must wash the baby.
Cold water.
So, I'm saying,
how do
we know that pasuk that Yom HaShlishi means Yom HaShlishi no matter what?
It literally means washing.
Pasuk said Yom HaShlishi is
Yom HaShlishi. Because it says Yom HaShlishi. Yaakov tells you that third day is a critical day.
No matter what,
if you lose
Shabbos.
Okay. Look at Mishulchan
Aruch. You know 7 days before there's going to be a break.
Look.
Yeah, you're exactly asking that question.
What?
Right?
I'm saying if we're saying that machitzi means specifically with warm water.
Yeah, no, I'm saying that's.
No. Why can't you put? Why couldn't the water be put on the blech the night
they
before?
They didn't have blech. Or like the Gemara speaks later on, Nishpach Hamayim. It's irrelevant.
He's not saying you couldn't. Let's say you forgot. Let's say the water was destroyed. Let's say the fire went out overnight.
Of course, if you have water on the black hole all night, then no problem.
Right.
What does the Shulchan Aruch say? The Machaber, as Choshev as the Arizal, says Bizman Hazeh, we do not wash because the doctors say it's not necessary.
Machaber writes that?
Really? Machaber, but famous. No, you have another Shulchan Aruch here, then Machaber writes. Okay, you look there. Look at the Machaber is where give the side them Shin Lamad Aleph and Sif Tes. We can find it on here.
Shin Lamad Aleph.
I think should be
Sif Tet, he said.
You have it? Can you get it on there?
No,
you have a Shulchan Aruch with you?
Sure.
Rabbi, but what he's really asking, I think, is ultimately, where do you draw the line between...
You draw the line where my Rebbe told me.
Which is?
Rebbe, whatever the Rebbe taught you. I would draw, we live on Masorah. That's what whatever the Rav says.
So you think the Rav had a Masorah from one of his Rebbeim, or the Rav asserted that?
No, the Rav had a Masorah from his doctor that it's not necessary, therefore you shouldn't do it. Why cause additional bleeding to the baby?
Because the Rav just said that you get a Masorah from a Rav, not from that the Rav got his from his doctor.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm not bothering you today. No. What the doctor says and doesn't say, then the Rav evaluates and says, you know, my doctor is a modern doctor, says it's not necessary. And the halacha is you follow the modern doctor, not the old doctor. The old doctor didn't know anything. That's what Rav Shroy Gaon said already. I mentioned you, Chachamei Mehem, Lo Rofeinu. They talk ex-cathedra, they talk not Masorah, they talk medicine. Don't listen to you and your medicine. I was at a bris, not this year, thank God. See the Shemoel, right? And he makes mitzitza prepare. He first takes a little wine, he fills it, puts wine in his mouth. And then he makes mitzitza prepare. Then he spits it out over the baby. That's his Kabbalah, that's how you prevent the infection. Therefore, mix it with saliva in case you're not enough saliva when you make mitzvah of pei. Make sure there's a mouthful of saliva. Okay, what does Shulchan Aruch say?
I have no clue how to find it. I know I found the Shulchan Aruch.
Huh?
I don't know how to find it.
You said you had it?
I had it. Which shimon is it?
I mean, the computer you mean?
Try it.
She's not my dollar.
What about
it? Do you want to search for it? Go for it.
I'll move it. Why don't you go downstairs and go?
Wait for these guys.
Should I check out from downstairs?
Have a Mishnah Berurah. Have a
It takes 5 seconds.
I
can't
type in
the room.
What
he's saying is it's not that the mitzvah is outdated.
I have
the
kids,
sir.
What's the Gemara
itself? Shin Lamed Aleph or Shin Lamed Hey?
Shin Lamed
Hey. So because the Gemara itself asks the question, how can you do mezitza on Shabbat? So the whole question is a straight up mitzvah on Shabbat. What do you do on Shabbat? Because the Gemara doesn't ask how you know I'm allowed to cut. How I know I can do Priya. Doesn't ask that. It asks about specifically doing mitzitza, because it's assuming that mitzitza is only a sakana. So if it's just a sakana, not a really inherent mitzvah, so alpisod is supposed to do it. The question is whether or not alpisod is inherently part of the mitzvah. So he wants to say because sakana is a purely medical issue. If the medical knowledge shifts, then that will shift. So the mitzvah never shifts.
Sakana is a purely medical issue.
Well, that's what that's this.
Which is not sakana from a zoni.
You could ask him that. So
listen,
the machaber. Separate question.
Shin lamad aleph tes. בזמן חכמי הגמורה, אם לא ירוך זה סבלד, לפני מילה, לאח המילה, ביום שליט של מילה, במים חמין, הוי מסוכון. לפי כך, נסקקו לכתו בשפוטו כשכול איז בשבס, ועידנו לא נהוגו ברחיץ הכלל, ודינו ליחוס בשבס, אם רוצו כדי רחיץ אז כל אדם. You can't warm more water. You want to take a shower, you can't take it. You can't take it for the baby either. Right?
So, So what do we say about
well, you people,
doing
you know, you're talking about the stuff that identifies us as halakhic Judaism. But halacha said you can't mix in chassidic with halacha.
The Geonim, the Tanaim, the Amoraim that were writing this were not only going according to Pshat. Who says that Sakana is only Sakana Mamashiba on the Pshat level and not Chitzonim and not other things?
And what?
It doesn't have to do with Chitzonim. Who defines what Sakana is? A modern day doctor doesn't define Sakana on all the spiritual levels.
You want to say it's Sakana Alpi So, not Sakana Alpi Metaphysics.
You can't do that to yourself. You can't destroy. Meaning of words in the Gemara. Sakana means medical emergency. You can't do that. You can introduce and say, as I told you, I don't wait since Asai because of Arizal. I don't do it because of Arizal. But my father didn't either. He followed Arizal. Nevertheless, that you shouldn't do to yourself. That you cannot do. You can't pervert. Can't pervert logic, you can't stop thinking, you can't do that. No. Sakona is Sakona Sefoshos, the Isur is Nitre because of Pesach Nefesh. He says no different than the common that's planis, right? Well, is that clear? No one argues there. Yeah. The fact that there was a tumul on the Tzitzah Bepeh, in which I played a central figure role, and they went ahead and they got the New York City Department there to agree not to asa mitzvah to prepare, just to recommend. I'll give you, they sent out a few weeks ago a requirement. Every doctor must show this to a patient. It's written in English and in Yiddish. Tell them, no, there's a danger of mitzvah to prepare. They didn't asa it. In city, they asa it. In the state, they didn't asa it. The city asa it, mitzvah to prepare. This state didn't. The state just made a recommendation. Why? Because the state is upstate, is Muncie, etc., where politics play a role. Yeah. But what is open to discussion is open to discussion. What's not is not open to discussion. You can't do that. You can't take a Gemara and say Sakana means spiritual danger to the child. Can't
wait, so why don't you hold like the Rav and say no Masitza?
Why? Because it doesn't cost any money. Very simple. It's part of a ritual.
So let me rephrase. Megara did it. Somebody came to you and they said, we just did a Brit in our baby. We didn't do Matzitza at all at the Chalal.
Yes.
Would you require a Tafat Dam?
No one requires it.
So you wouldn't?
No, not even the Arizal. No one requires a Tafat Dam if they didn't make Matzitza. There's a halachic. You need to hear with halachic normative behavior. No one ever said the meal is possible. No one said meal is possible when a bunch of chevra went to the mayor and said, if you don't allow us to make the seat to prepare, the meal is possible, you're interfering with religion. Yeah. So it was a shekel. But what we're talking now is not open to any controversy by anybody.
So I remember learning the halacha. I did halacha with you before that if a ger, okay, somebody was being a guy or whoever had a circumcision done when they were a goy, when they convert, we do a tafat dam brit, don't we?
Sure.
Why? I thought
because there was no
mila.
There was circumcision.
Oh, so fine. So it's not an issue of sakana. Fine, fair enough. Okay,
there was circumcision, but no mila.
So what about a Jewish child who was only given circumcision in the hospital?
All the time happens. The famous story about the guy in Texas who the only moil around was the local priest who was a urologist. So he did mila. Then they came to ask a shayla. So asked, "What the baby? Okay, the baby's fine. There's only one problem." He says, "Kriyashma, hamalach agoyel osi." He says, "Agalach aboyel osi."
So bringing Shabbos back into the mix.
Yeah.
Bringing, bringing Shabbos back into the mix.
Yeah, people, you caught that one?
It's right there.
Bringing Shabbos back into the mix. So nowadays,
you got to satisfy. One of our Talmidim is struggling. It's time you struggle with that idea. What is cathedra, what is ex-cathedra? Sure. Very important.
Sorry, what does cathedra mean to Rebbe? I'm sorry, what is cathedra?
Outside the church. It has nothing to do with our church. This is extraneous material. Yes, yeah, no. Yeah. And this has to do with I mean, so many aspects. Milchus Nida impacts and so on Shabbos greatly. Right. Yeah. Concepts of Gosis and so on, all these things are all variables with the knowledge of man. The Torah is not up to our knowledge of man. Torah is given to us, not open. But you can't mix up the two. You can't mix up that which is halacha, that which is medicine, which no one would argue. If the medicine is right, you shouldn't argue. You can argue, well, maybe the medicine is wrong. So we say, no, Bizman Hazeh, you know, they didn't know about circulatory system, didn't know about infection, didn't know about anything. Fine. But that didn't start now. Look at the Rav Kook Zatzal. Rav Kook writes on Mitzitza B'Peh. He says, if you tell me Mitzitza B'Peh there is because of medical reasons, yeah, I understand it. Right? But if you tell me that Mitzitza B'Peh is because it's old fashioned, you're attacking Mila through it, right there, then you have to make Mitzitza B'Peh there. We live by our Masorah. The soul is, that's why I use the expression over and over, what my Rebbe taught me. Not my Rebbe taught me, my Rebbe, your Rebbe, all the Rebbeim teach all the Talmidim the same thing.
So if your Rebbe holds like the Ari, and the Ari holds that it's seemingly a necessity, then how do you drive that?
Then I would use the tube.
Right.
No one ever said that Tzitzit B'Peh means the lips must touch. Then comes another Inyone Chassidus, that Kol Atzmosei Tamar Hashem Micha Vocha. Every part of my body should do mitzvah. Oh, I got a chance to do a mitzvah with your lips. The biggest mitzvah you do with your lips is to keep them closed and not say Lashon Hara.
If the father himself does the mitzvah, why is it such a sakana for the baby?
Same thing. He has
the same saliva.
He has the same bacteria like the mole. What's that do with the mole?
Hepatitis. Guys have herpes.
Okay. Give you a medical fact. Okay. You, if you're past 18, right, you are one of the 78% of Americans who have herpes virus in your mouth. Tact a lot.
78% post 18 have herpes mouth, oral
some
herpes?
Some say post 25 or something, but post 18 it seems to be the 70.
Wow.
Yesterday the Rav just said that the reason people are so sick today is because they try to make themselves too clean.
Which one?
That we've propagated this by doing this over the generations. If everyone has allergies today because of this thing.
No, I don't remember saying about too clean. It's so often that what you say is right. This study was published only a few months ago that babies who are mothers are busy or not or they often the financial class, the kids are not careful, they crawl on the floor and they pick up food from the floor and eat it and so on. Turns out that their rate of infection is less than the children who are bathed in Clorox every morning. Why? Because they're exposed to the bacteria and they pick up the immune reaction to it, they're in better shape. Okay. Never be too clean. It should have made all the papers the last week or two. I saw in several places. Okay.
So bringing Shabbos back into the mix. So we should say, for us, I don't know what I've seen, but I don't know if they would say this, but for us, for sure, we shouldn't be able to do any mitzvah on Shabbos. Because it's still in the Tefillas HaShama, even in the tube it's in Tefillas HaShama.
100%. So you'll find that there are some Rabbanim that don't allow to moil and won't do mitzvah on Shabbos.
What about an Arshul?
And all of them paskin now, very strange, psak, that among the chassidim is customary divide up the Mila and the Priya.
Really?
Yeah, two more of them.
Oh,
one
no.
makes Mila, one makes a Priya. Cover that, cover that.
Bad.
The one that makes the Priya makes the Metzisa. If on Shabbos they don't divide up, not for that reason. I'm unhappy about the Metzisa on Shabbos, because they know it's not to do with the Mila. That's to do with Sakon.
You shouldn't be able to do it at all. It's still
until Shabbos. Also, I wouldn't, at a Bris on Shabbos, I wouldn't allow the Baruch to make Metzisa. I asked him in advance, if you want to make Metzisa, none of my shul. I don't allow Chilul Shabbos of Haresi.
Would that also be with the capillary action of Ghost Pad?
I'm sorry?
Would that also be a problem on Shabbos with the capillary action of a gauze pad?
Can what?
Let's say if they were using a gauze instead of the tube.
No, whatever is necessary for the.
No, I mean the I think
the additional squeezing. Yeah, same thing, of course. Also.
No. They said that I don't remember who, but that the capillary action of the gauze pad is good enough to cook the.
Yeah, they
would that, so that's also problem.
No, a bandage, but a bandage though that says esplanus. That's required. Halacha, Limo should be seen that you can't kill babies. Right. You're supposed to do everything. You got to treat it. He says, if he didn't put a bandage on, you get rid of him. So you likewise now.
But still some people do it on your Shabbos. Yeah? Still a large amount of people do it on Shabbos, though.
What can you
do?
Okay, but you heard this lashon mechaba. It's unusual that he takes his time because he says bisman hakhorchem al gemara, right? That hoyimisuko, the tika of nisku lichta mishpoto. But now ha'idin lo nog over chita klal, the din is like any other person.
It's Kavod the Rav. It sounds like the minhag is changing.
Comes along the Mishnah Berurah. It's quoting the Magen Avraham. Lo noagu she'nishtanu ha'tevoim. Teva changed. Teva didn't change. Yedias ha'teva changed.
It's not what he says, though. No. That's not Kavod the Rav. That's not what he's saying.
No.
He's saying the Teva changed.
Yeah.
That means that they were right back then, because
yeah,
the medical science was that way.
Yeah,
now he's saying there was a change in nature.
Sure,
it's not saying the Rephaim or the doctors were wrong. He's saying that the Teva changed.
Okay, so
no, Kavod the Rav, I'm saying, but isn't that what he's saying? He's saying that Mamash the Teva changed.
But surely that's what he means, is, you know, the Teva didn't change. No one claimed that the Mila is different than it was before, that the blood changed in Shana Tavoim.
Isn't that what he's saying, though?
That's what everybody says, because you cannot say Nishtana Yedias Hateva.
Why not?
Why? Because you don't know whether you are more right than the other one. See, he does it in a way that's absolutely definitive. Teva changed, therefore you can't do any of it. You want to be Machmer like the old ones. No, you can't be Machmer. It's Teva change. Tell us, I thought by now, coming to Yeshiva College, you had a chance to make peace with this question of how we deal halachically with knowledge that is not any longer valid.
Well, Rav, not everyone agrees with this. Not everyone holds by the minhagim of the Mishnah Berurah either.
No problem.
So the Masorah of one Rebbe does not...
I don't know any Sfardish, any Shvada Molim there who function in Muncie who make Metzisa prepare there. I think...
I saw it.
Yeah,
I
see it regularly.
It wasn't Hasidish. It was Litvish.
Yeah?
And the father himself
yeah,
did the
sure.
Metzisa prepare.
Nowadays, remember, Fumer than thou is a requirement. No one wants it. Okay. Where are we up to now? Let's pick up. So what we said? We're in the middle of. We finished Rashi already. Yeah. Look at that. What do we do? What does he say there? There's no chiyuv. one hole is b'chlal disha, right? So Gemara asks, but l'chayiv nami mishum etilas neshama. Okay, misasik hu esel etilas neshama. Klomar, legabei etilas neshama, have misasik b'dover acher. That's the key. Now you have to be masbur that. In order to be chayiv, one of the six requirements for a chayiv deraisa is miskabin. Kigeshem mokok, mem is miskabin. Here he was not miskabin. He doesn't want the animal to die. Therefore, he's ain't miskabing. Fight the Gemara, but it's a psik resha. And what's my answer to that question? Well, by Amatabai, Moder Rabshim, a psik resha, below Yomus. It's a shiny hocha, the Kama, the Isbein, the Shoma, Tvei, Nichelaker, the Lesel Sibi. So look at Rashi says. Nichale, shedam hachai tov midam hames. V'kivon dechol atzmo miskavein v'toreach l'shomro shelo yomos biyodom, then afilu ein afilu mes ein kan ele mesasek. Why is the psik resha? V'chimode Rav Shimon b'mide delo ichpaslei im ischamei olat u'miyu ichavin lo mechavin. He doesn't care whether it dies or not. He wants the head of the chicken. He doesn't care. The chicken can live. He doesn't want his own chicken to die. Right? That doesn't make it the same as over here, that he wants it to live. Here he wants it to mean he's making an effort it should stay alive.
Right.
There, he doesn't make any effort to stay alive.
Right.
He says, you want to live, you can live. That's the chilek. So it's really what it is. He's doing a negative force. He's introducing a negative force against Mila, against Misa.
But why are we thinking about Nitilas Hashemah now in terms of Misa? We just saw from all the other cases that Nitilas Hashemah is not a Misa. It's not Misa. It's any loss of blood.
Yeah.
Meaning when you do a... Certainly when you do a bris on your son, I hope you don't plan on having him killed. You're also trying as hard as possible to keep him alive.
But that's
not, nothing to do with the act you're doing. You keep him alive is above the mila. Yeah. Yeah. I wonder what the maisa malocha that you're doing. What are you trying to do? Are you trying to cause the boy to bleed? Yes. Otherwise he'd have to be matav dam anyway.
We also trying so to...
I want to... My act to be successful, maybe, to cut the baby and the baby should bleed.
But you also want to cut the snail and the snail should bleed so you can die.
What?
So you can dye your material. You need the animal, the snail to bleed. You're trying to get the blood out of the snail. I think it's a very similar case. No?
Again, Mila is hatofas dambris. My intent is to make the baby bleed. Therefore, I'm a chayiv on a tilas hashama.
And chilazon is a tavas dam chilazon, so you can get some dye for your tizis. So it's very similar.
Yes, whether why aren't you chayiv for killing him, taking the blood out of a chilazon is not a chaburo.
Why not?
Why? Because a chaburo is only on someone who has a skin, and you have to take it out of the skin.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's why Shrotzim there who don't have any. If you hit somebody and make a black and blue mark, that's the Tilas Neshama. That's already Chabur. Well, you come here to Chabur, Indian Chabur.
So by a snail, you can never. Making a snail bleed is never a problem.
Which?
Making a snail bleed is never a problem.
No.
Chabur are those things. Only for.
There's no Natil at Neshama if it's not a person.
I believe that they knew.
Or animal, or if it's not Natil, that's not Natil at Neshama.
It so happens that what they're doing to the animal has nothing to do with Natilas Neshama. I told it to you before. They're not removing any blood from the animal.
Right, it's a gland or something.
They're moving a secretion from a gland, right? In the process, I have to crack open the shell. In the process, the animal is going to die because what I do by removing that gland wasn't made for making tzitzis. That gland was made for the animal. Agavuche, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, you should make tchelas from it. Therefore, the animal needs it. But it's not really, shouldn't be compared to a chaburo where you're taking blood from there. But that's, the Gemara doesn't discuss that. That I'm telling you, that's the Mitzius. The Gemara very well must have known that. Whether they discussed it or not is irrelevant. All right. Want to get lost, we have to now treat with the whole issue of Chabura. So you have three choices that pretty well sum up the whole sugya. The Lachayev and Mesasek and Tvei Nichale. And the four choices. Okay. There. But we have to do a little more in the Gemara to understand this choices. There. The Gemara is actually in Habone. So let that ride. Now I want to go a little bit further in the Gemara, because more on the Tilas and Shoma, and then the Mitzvah will come back. But each one of those choices are critical choices. The issue is, I'll just make quickly, what's the Melechas Tikkun if I punch you and cause a bruise? Where's my Melechas Tikkun? What are you going to accomplish?
What do you mean? You definitely do. Based on science back then, it's like bloodletting.
No. If I'm not letting, not bloodletting, not doing Matoida, I'm going to hit
the health benefit, right? Don't measure like that with Eliezer,
For the health benefit. Yeah. Okay. Right,
health benefit for the guy getting punched?
Yeah. Is it dressed like that? Yeah. With stone?
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe the health benefits of letting loose your rage.
Okay, people. Let's focus now a little bit. Okay. What's Chabura? Chabura has only one positive aspect to it. I feel better.
Chabura is a bruise?
Right.
Injury, sometimes.
Why? Because, all right, I release my anger, my tension. So you have to fit that in. Why Taisa will discuss how's Chabur generally a Melechas Machshavas, an accomplishment.
But
let that ride. Now I want to finish the Tilas and Shomer one, and they close in the next Abaloch of Tzoveya. Okay, and then we'll go tomorrow. We'll do the Taisa. Think so. Bashochto mentioned the Mishnah in listening to the Lamed Tes Melachos didn't list Nitilas and Shoma. This is Shochet. So Moraz, Vashochto, Mishum Mai Mechayev. Abomar Mishum Soveya. Very strange. That when the blood comes out, it stains
the skin, the hair.
It stains the Beis HaShechita, right? That's the Issa. Therefore, if you go ahead and make a nice, neat cut, right, and quickly staunch the blood, there'll be no tzoveya, and be all gumi adreise. Shmuelam amar shem netilas neshama. Shochet is netilas neshama. The Gemara asks, Mishim Soveya in, right? Mishim Netila Sesham Alo? Ema Af Mishim Soveya. You mean Rav said Soveya, he had a choice. How do you understand what's the Isu of Shochet? So Rav said just the Isu is that you're staining the flesh, staining the hide, with the blood, but the fact that you're killing the animal is not considered anything. So no. Rav didn't argue with Shmuel on that. Of course, it's Netilas Neshama. In addition, you should know that two amalochas soveya. Amar Rav, Milsa the Amri. Emo Milsa Dolesi Dori Basroi Velikhorai. Look at Rashi. Rav said, I better defend myself over here. Shmuel's yelling in Kilos and Shomo. And I say, Soveya. It sounds bad. It sounds like I really missed that word. I'm saying something silly. Again, Milsa de Amri, that which I said, that Soveya. Amable Milsa, I better add a few more comments. The Lolechu, the Lesa Dori Basroim, so the later generations, right, the Lechu Alai, they'll laugh at me, laugh at what I said. Soveya Bemai Nichele, Niche the Litvus Besashchita Doma, Geheche the Lechzu Inchi Belesa Lizvunamine. But you know, I want to defend that Soveya is significant. Okay, let me tell you a story to make Rav's statement significant. For 30 years, I was a member of the New York State Kashrus Commission until they declared it unconstitutional. Okay, you know, we no longer have a Kashrus Commission. New Jersey was the first to take it to court. They declared it unconstitutional, and New York declared it unconstitutional. Why? Mixing our religion. Actually, we functioned under an advertising fraud law. We didn't come to defend kashrus. We came to defend telling the truth. If you say it's kosher and it's not kosher, you're advertising falsely. False advertising. It didn't stand up in court. They threw it out after 30 years. It was more than 40 years. I was appointed by Rabbi Leo Young, Zechon Levracha, who was chairman when he was chairman, and he asked me to join the commission. I was there for 30 years, and we did good work. Quite good work. On the computer, and then not the computer, the schedule, a butcher shop was visited once in 6 years. But we could go in any time we want, meaning we had 9 inspectors. They cut it down to 7, then down to 4. Anyway, they could do what they want anyway. Nevertheless, every now and then, like every single month, the inspectors submitted summons, copies of the summons that they handed out. In order to show they did good work, if at the end of the month they didn't have too many summons, they knew you can always go to the Bronx. There's one street in the Bronx where a lot of butcher shops. when you go into the butcher shop, you'll always be able to issue a summons. What was the most common summons issued? Open up the refrigerator. You walk in the refrigerator and you find a bucket of blood. They go to the slaughterhouse and get a bucket of blood. What they do with it? After the meat was lying out on the display counters for 2 or 3 days, it turns dark. So the women wouldn't buy it. So you open up the package, you dump it in blood, you repack it, and the woman comes in and says, ah, it's still bleeding. Must be very fresh. That's what he's talking about. Watch. Is what surveya? What? Surveya b'may nichalei. What is the melechas machsheves? What is he accomplishing by making the meat stained with the blood? That's good, that's bad. You have to wash off the blood. What is it? Right? Nichalei de litvas beis hashchita doma. You want that the beis hashchita, the meat around there, should be soiled with blood. So people should see that it's stained with blood, it must be fresh. So I'll come and they'll buy it. So it's a commercial thing. So I'm telling you, halacha l'maisa, that's what butchers do.
Is that allowed, halacha?
No. We don't allow blood from the outside. They say, well, I'll salt it and take the blood out. No, that only works for the blood. That's intrinsic to the meat. Blood from the outside, it's straight for blood. It's blood is straight, so it's the opposite.
Even if you broil it and salt it, it'll still be over.
No, it's also forever.
Even if you salt it,
won't do it.
The truth
is, the same. If you just wash it well, it should be okay. Up here, it's cold. It wasn't hot, but then it depends.
If you salt it, it's worse.
Huh?
If you salt it, it's worse.
Yeah, of course.
Oh,
of course.
Yeah.
Melicha
kirzicha,
yeah,
melicha
is worse. It's better to wash it.
Look at Rashi, right? You see? She nishrutah hayom. It must be freshly slaughtered. They must have killed the animal today. It's still bleeding. B'nei simen isra, the people will come and buy the meat. A few more minutes to take the next ones are relatively easy. Vamochol mamabdo. If you salt the hide and you manipulate it, basically labed means to rub it, to soften it, right? But ma'abed, that's a part of the tanning process. Why is it a separate thing? Hainu molea, hainu ma'abed. Right? Look at Rashi. Otu melicha lab tzorech ibud hu. The idea of salting is then you rub the salt in, right, with the ibud.
But is the ibud?
Rabbi Yochanan bar Shoki, amatabayu. Up at chad min ayil, ba'ayil shiltut. You're quite right. I shouldn't list molech and ma'abed as two separate melachos. It should be a joint melacha. You molech to ibud. You ma'abed to melicha.
This time melicha on the leather. Melicha on meat is not a problem.
What?
This time melicha on leather. Melicha on meat is not a problem.
No, we'll see in a minute. Meat a problem too in a minute. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Hayman de Molar Bisco. You're talking about leather. So if you salt meat, Chayim Mishum Abed. Rav Amar, nonsense. Ibud is only on leather. Ain't Ibud Ba'ochlin. Amar Rav Ashi, Vafile Rabba Rav Huna, Lo Amar Elo, De Koboy Leilu Ucho. Even Rabba Rav Ashi, even Rabba Bar Rav Huna, who said, that there was melicha on boso, melicha boso chayev, it doesn't mean that your mother is preparing food, right? And she tastes it, you know, needs a little more salt. She puts some salt on Shabbos. She does what Alisa the Reis says, chayev. Put salt on meat, it's chayev. No, I salt meat. I make beef jerky. You know what that is? You make bull tongue. You know what that is?
No.
You ever hear the word? Ever heard?
What was it?
Huh?
What
bull
was
tongue.
Word? Bull tongue?
B-U-L-T. Yeah. What is it?
It's like South African beef jerky.
Attaboy. That's why I learned it. I lectured 3 years in South Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah. There, Big Michael. It's crazy to see it. Yeah. Now, in Baltimore, where my children live, and my brother is the Benayel and they're Schoel, one of the butchers makes bull tongue. Yeah. So I make bull tongue. Bull tongue is beef jerky. Beef jerky was the food of the cowboy. Right? The food of the cowboy, you shefted an animal, you took the meat, cut it in strips, hang it up on a line until it dries, you put a little salt on, and then you can put it in your knapsack, the gita yod nemtzeshit, nothing can happen to it. Right? And you want something to eat, cook up a pot of water, you throw in your beef jerky, right? And you have a meat soup. You throw in a few vegetables, it's fine. Very, very good thing. I noticed in all the supermarkets they sell. One I saw just now, ostrich meat jerky.
What?
Okay. So what's he telling you? To salt it so much as to preserve it. It's machlokes. Not everybody agrees. Rabbi Avuna holds that's also ma'abed. That's called ibud. Just like leather, reason for salting and doing whatever you do is to preserve the leather, right? Likewise, if you do it, salt to preserve is ibud. Salt some, that's not ibud, of course. On leather, any salt is ibud. Okay, hold a minute, look inside the text, right? Omar Ravashi Yafir Rabba Ravun Lo Omar Ele the Koboy Le Lucha. He wants to make beef jerky to go on a trip. He needs it for the road. Avul Lebesa Lo Masha Irish Mechel Eitz. At home, he's not going to make a piece of meat into a piece of wood. Beef jerky is a piece of wood. It dries out. I mean, Rabbi Lapin, who was our host in South Africa, had a little house from here to the wall there, and there's where the servants lived there. And a clothesline stretched from his house to the other house, and out there we went on a trip to the national park there to see lions and tigers and so on. So you take a long beef jerky, see, it hangs there like it was hot, the summertime was hot, it hangs there like 2 days or so, heavily salted, then finished, you take it, put it in a bag, and that's it. Now you have what to eat. Yeah.
This is all talking about the salting. You're putting on a lot of salt to preserve it, but putting on salt that, like you do after the Shechita, that's never going to be a problem.
Salt after Shechita, what do you mean?
Like, for example, on Yom Tov. So you're allowed to shecht an animal, and you're also allowed to salt an animal, even though salt is not, from Lishan onwards, and it's not a Mazal Nefesh.
What are you talking about? Salting means salting might make it kosher?
Yeah.
Of course, yeah, I don't salt meat on Shabbos.
That would never come into the category of Yehudi.
No. That's
only when you're putting on enough salt that it's going to preserve it.
That amount of salt is, no one puts in that amount of salt like you do for preserving the.
Right. But
one thin layer of salt on top is enough for the halacha. It's not enough for the bacteria. The idea of salting is to given so much salt that the bacteria can eat the meat.
Yeah, it'll be dry.
Okay.
So presumably also for the leather, it'll need enough salt that it would be stopping bacteria or be consequential to preserve it. Not a little bit of salt.
Obviously, but
good.
What happened in the Gemara? In Shulchan Aruch discusses salting radish strips, radish slices, which people like to eat with salt, whether there's a Issa the Rabbanon, it says yes. Shulchan Aruch says also the Rabbanon to salt the radish. If you're going to salt a whole bunch of them, even though you can eat them all, but if you salt a whole bunch of them, it's really awesome. It looks like you're salting it to preserve. If you put one and salt it, it's okay. I lined up four and salt it. The mezzig is if he's preparing it for ucha, he's preparing it for.
So you just salt them one at a time, right?
Well, I told you we had to start getting to the Shulchan Aruch to finish off the fine points here. Okay, I think we better stop here. But look, that's the last point. Just a little touch on top. In latter mekan melicha sochlim, dosim et rabbonim melicha beg shmon eshrotzim, kilim yantiv osu b'kam in the bay. Right. He's saying this. Even the mandoma who says ein Iber Beochlin, I told you, it's a machlokis, so ain't Iber Beochlin, he says, there doesn't mean that it's mutal. He admits that it's also Medrabon, they ask an Iber Beochlin. The shayla is it the Reise or not? Is ain't Iber Beochlin not the Reise? When he says L'ucho, you do it for preserving, he means it's now also Medrabon, there'll be a Chiv Reise. Shulchan Aruch discusses hardball legs, so. Whether you can salt hard-boiled eggs, what's the problem? There it seems that if you have leftover hard-boiled eggs, you would have it, for weekdays, you would put out a heavy coating of salt, remember, no refrigeration. What do you do with a hard-boiled eggs and there's no refrigeration? So you put on a heavy layer of salt, it also preserves it for the next day or two. Yeah, that's also awesome. Yeah, but mit Rabbanon, we pass on any with the ochle, they have a Medrabon and it's also. Okay, we'll stop here.
about mac and cheese? Huh?
It's fun. It's relaxing. It's good. Oh, hey, if you're interested, tomorrow night is a Rosh Chodesh Masiba with Rabbi Reichman. Around 10:30, we're gonna have like one of the Talmidim Rosh Shlomo come by, and there's gonna be a lot of rocking going on. It'll be like Reishi. Reishi guys are gonna be there. Any of those Shana Bet guys, they'll probably be there.
Where is it, in his house?
No, it'll be in Reuben Shul.
Oh, okay.
I'll stop by. And then there's going to be a trip to Eish Kodesh, Motzei Shabbos. Yeah? Have you met? Yeah, so peace out to Rebbe's Yahrzeit, so it'll be very big. Then Shlomo's Yahrzeit in a few weeks is also going to be a huge thing. Huh? That was there.
You were there with the
Yeah, we took a few guys. But if you're not in Israel, you're having a big mesiva here.
Right?
Yeah, Nicole.
Thank you. Amen.
Yishne Rav Mavara Vilam Milmaya. Israel, I'm like, let us in the book. Will you just tell me,